Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We would say to anyone sitting out there, we'd recommend you wear masks on the airplane.
A federal judge has struck down the CDC's mask mandate for planes, trains, and buses, which was due to expire but expanded 2 weeks as COVID cases nationally tick slightly upward. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
What we announced last week was just a two-week extension in order to have time to assess. What we've all seen is rising cases and make an assessment and recommendation with that in mind. So, of course, it's disappointing.
Due to the ruling, the New York Times reports the TSA won't be enforcing the mask mandate for the time being, and officials are weighing whether or not to appeal the decision. The Supreme Court has denied the appeal of a black death row inmate in Texas who claimed a juror in his trial was racially biased. In a minority opinion on the 6-3 decision, Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote racial biases in a jury, quote, deprives a defendant of his right to an impartial tribunal in a life or death context, unquote. Florida lawmakers returned to the Capitol today to approve a redistricting plan drafted by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who vetoed an earlier GOP plan. Ellen Frieden of Fair Districts Now says DeSantis's plan will break two congressional districts with a high population of voters of color.
He's really totally disregarding all the voters of Florida, and in particular, black voters in the two districts. It is cutting black representation in Florida in half.
Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Supreme Court Friday approved a legislative redistricting plan drafted by GOP lawmakers. The state's high court previously approved legislative maps submitted by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, but the U.S. Supreme Court overturned that decision, holding the state court didn't provide satisfactory justification a new black majority assembly district in the Evers plan was necessary. Attorney Mel Barnes argued the Republican maps likely violate the Voting Rights Act, opening them up to further litigation.
The purpose of legislation like this that grew out of the civil rights movement and was a triumph that people around this country organized for and pushed for was to make sure that we weren't drawing districts in a way that diluted these votes.
Milwaukee County will now have 5 state assembly districts with a majority of black voters, down from the current 6 and the 7 Evers sought. And the White House held its first in-person Easter event in 3 years Monday after 2 years of pandemic-driven cancellations. First Lady Jill Biden dubbed this year's role Eggucation and encouraged participants to engage in educational opportunities scattered across the White House's South Lawn.
Education never stops. The determined spirit of education is what we wanted to honor in this Easter egg roll.
According to White House historians, the annual egg roll began during the presidency of Rutherford B. Hayes in the 1870s. I'm Jonah Chester for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Tramell Gomes contributed reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.